knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points. Dean.
Wendy, you and I saw Dean yesterday. He was, during our show, while we were doing the show yesterday, Dean was here with a film crew filming us for something, a top secret project. What was that for, Dean?
Well, it's top secret.
Oh, you can't say.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say.
All right, that's fine.
Turns out that studio that we're in has been filled with asbestos for 30 years.
It explains a lot, doesn't it?
It's a good thing we're leaving.
Yes, not a moment too soon. That can be dangerous, I read.
Right. Yeah. No, we were just filming because it's all coming to an end there. After all these decades,
we were taking a sentimental journey.
With
Uncle Dean.
Exactly, we were. Do you hear those voices in the background?
Whose voices are those?
The unmistakable voice.
Are you real? Are you for real?
I know who that is.
I'm on with Bill and Wendy.
No, you couldn't hear me.
Yes, we could hear you, Anna.
I could hear you in the other room.
Dean, please tell Anna that we said hola.
Bill left. Anna. Anna's not paying attention.
She's not.
She had... Did he do that?
He did do that. But now he said to tell Anna that he says hola.
Hola.
And tell Anna I said nice curlers.
And Wendy says nice curlers?
Mm-hmm.
When were you on with curlers?
I was driving with rollers this morning because it's humid.
Anna Balavala is starring...
I know that you showed up here in curlers.
She's starring in a production of Annie at the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse.
She scared me. I turned around, and Anna's there with the curlers. It scared me. I thought there was a UFO that had landed.
Oh, no.
But when were you... You were on the air in curlers?
No, I wasn't. I posted...
No, she posted... I follow her on social media.
Sure. Oh, okay.
That's why. Dean, I started to tell you this yesterday, but now
you... Continue your conversation now. What?
Are you on for an hour again?
No, I'm not on for an hour. I'm on for a half an hour.
You're going to be on for 22 minutes if she keeps yapping.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well...
Oh, no. Dean, I started to tell you this yesterday. Wendy was very upset at me and you the other day.
Yes.
Oh,
because she says
get in line.
And you know, because you're in the business, you don't want to ever give away the end of a movie. That's
never.
The worst thing you could ever do.
Never. I don't
but
think
Wendy
I do.
But said both you and I,
you
within the
something.
Last week, that like we've what? Given away too much information.
No.
Yes, there was one particular movie, and I believe it was Tully.
It was the movie Tully.
And Dean, you had said something like, something happens. And so then...
It was a big surprise.
Bill went on to explain almost the same thing, but went even one step farther. And it's like, you were all witnessed it as it happened, so why did you ruin it for the rest of us who haven't seen it yet, that something special happens?
I don't...
I
don't remember what I said. No, but what I just said that there was a surprise ending.
So Wendy took she was upset that you even mentioned
that.
She said
well,
you shouldn't tell people that there's a surprise.
Should we even describe the movie at all then?
No, it was because Bill, you agreed. Now you're putting this all on me.
Well, then based on your recommendation, I went and saw it, and then I spent the movie looking. I'm like, I got to figure out what the surprise is.
Oh, I know.
And I did guess it really early, really early.
But I want to just be there and be
and
like,
be surprised.
Oh my God, look at this.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Well, I battle that every week.
I know, and it's a tough job. That's why
I get what you're saying.
I know.
I totally understand. She's crazy.
But I. I think that gets more people in, Dean, because people go, oh, I like a good surprise.
Well,
that's what made me go see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I really do my best not to spoil anything.
You do a great job with that.
That's, that's going to kill the movie. But
and this won't ruin the movie.
In the case of this movie, it's a woman who's struggling with, raising her family while she's about to have a baby. But if I just said that, that's not an accurate description of what this movie's about, because there is more to it. But if I told you more of what there is to it, then I would be spoiling the ending of the movie. So that's why I felt like it was just okay to say that something else happens.
Yeah. Can I tell you the one that Wendy called me out on?
Turns out it's a big musical, by the way. Now that the movie's been out.
Holy Land.
All right. So we went to see, my wife and I went to see Hereditary the other day, right? So I said, and I don't think this is giving away too much. I said that here's what I've noticed from watching thousands of horror movies over the years. If you're watching a scary movie and they reveal that within the house that they've moved into, there's an attic with a pull-down ladder. Something bad is going to happen.
And right. I said that now all of a sudden when I see the pull-down attic stairs in the movie, I'll know, be careful.
But that's, do you think that's too much to say that, Dean? Because I don't think that's so bad.
No, I don't think so. If it doesn't give away, for me, the way I've resolved this, and, you know, believe me, with literally with every single review that I get over the weekend, pretty much through whatever the following week is, it's pretty much half and half. You're the most brilliant critic I've ever heard. You're the biggest idiot critic I've ever heard.
And which ones do you throw away?
I like the I'm idiot critic.
Those are good ones.
Keeps me honest.
Sure.
And I wasn't as adamant as Bill was claiming. But I was saying,
I get it.
Dean kind of ruined it for me because I really want to see that movie because I think I could relate to it since I am pregnant now.
They made this.
Totally. What? Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much.
They made this movie for you.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see it. And then I heard Dean and I kind of filed it away and said, whatever.
But you still don't know what happens at the end of the movie, right?
Yeah, but you compared it to a movie, which I'm scared to say on the air.
Sixth Sense.
Yeah. So then, see, that gives something away.
Only that there is a surprise at the end of the movie.
All right.
Right.
That's the only thing that I meant by that. I don't mean any content things. Only that you think the movie is going one way.
Why didn't you say The Crying Game?
Suddenly, there's that.
Oh, interesting.
That's a similar kind of twist.
All right, so that's what you meant. Right. It's just it takes a twist.
Yeah. Are we all friends again? Are anybody's
here?
Yeah. Okay, I hope so. All right.
But I get it. I understand it. I had people say that I shouldn't say anything about the movie at all.
Well, that's
not good job security.
Wendy said, what's up with Dean always giving out the title of the movie and who's in it? Nobody wants to know that.
Some people, that's all they want to hear. They don't even want to know anything about the plot.
Dean, I'm not kidding when I say this. Some of the best movie experience I've ever had is going into a movie and knowing nothing.
Me too.
Zero. Isn't that
Which cool? is usually the case for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I often do, too.
Isn't that great when that happens?
You know, because I have to see everything as much as I can.
Right.
And often I don't have any idea what the movie is about that I'm going to see, and I just let it come over on me. But
when I went to see Action Park, I had no idea what it was about, and I hate to admit I sort of liked it.
Oh.
You know,
I just feel like I have to describe what the movie is. This is my job. To describe what the movie is about, so you can decide whether or not you have any interest in that.
Yes.
And say whether or not, tell you a little bit about what the movie is about.
But not too much. Right.
And then tell you whether or not I think it works or not.
Yeah, that's it. That's easy.
That part's just my opinion.
Yep.
That part, there's people always say, right, I got one, I forget for what movie. This week where somebody said, did you see the same movie that I did? I can't believe that you said blah, blah, blah. Well, there's not right or wrong.
Right, it's opinion.
Critiques. It's just, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
And that's your opinion.
That's it.
And that's fine.
That's
easy. You know, some people like steak and some people don't like steak, and that's fine, too.
I just want to say, because Bill started a little war here, you do a great job. And it's a tough job. That's why I don't like to tell anybody about a movie, because I'm scared I'm going to wreck it. Because I'm not trained like you are.
Bill does that. Bill likes to throw a can of gasoline.
I know.
There's
an incendiary device.
He's a fire starter.
I am a fire starter. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then Dean will tell us the ends of the three new movies coming out this week. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Are you rocking or what?
I am rocking, Wendy. There's no doubt about it. I'm rocking. It's Bill and Wendy. Our guest is Dean Richards, entertainment reporter over at WGN-TV. Three big movies opening up this weekend. Let's start out with Incredibles 2, Dean. What'd you think?
It's unbelievably great.
Yay! I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, if you love the first one, you're definitely going to love this one. Almost all the voice actors are back again. All the primary ones are back again. And it's a nice story that's a little more focused this time, as many films have been over the past couple of years, a little more female focused. This one focuses on Elastigirl, family trying to get to along without her while she's off trying to foil world dominance. And that's all I'm going to say about this plot of whether it works or not. But it's fun and it's smart and. It's, with this one's going to go along with some of the great Pixar movies that have been made Yeah, they did a really good job. I can't believe, you know, it's been 14 years since the original.
I would not have guessed that.
Incredibles movie. It's been a long, long time.
Wow.
But Dean's Last Day on this one. I loved it. And it's for everyone. Kids are going to love it. Grown-ups are going to love it. Everybody.
Excellent. An A. Or what about Tag?
Tag is...
looks good.
I had high hopes for this movie.
Uh-oh.
And was very disappointed. Turns out this is one of these movies where all the funny stuff that you've seen in the commercials is all the funny stuff that's in the movie. There's not a lot more going on with this. It's a story about a group of adults who have been playing the same game of tag from when they were little kids. The story, just gets, it's very one note.
It's such a cute concept, though, I have to tell you.
It is for about 10 minutes.
Dean, it's based on a true story, right? There really is a group of guys who do this.
At the end of the movie, they show some outtakes, not outtakes, but they show clips of the actual guys who did this, kept this game of tag going for decades. I thought the commercials were funny, but I've seen them 100 times. I honestly did not laugh out loud one time during this movie. I was a little bit disappointed. I like Ed Helms, John Hamm, Jeremy Renner, Jake Johnson.
It is star-studded.
Isla Fisher. Mm-hmm. Got some really good people in it, but I think the story just gets a little tedious. So I gave this one C-. I really wasn't crazy about
it. Disappointing. And then I believe this is a remake. It's another movie called Superfly. Is it based on the old 70s Superfly?
Exactly.
It is.
Yeah, Curtis Mayfield song.
That's right. Superfly.
Mm. I like your version better,
that's
Dean.
That's all I remember. Oddly,
it's kind of short.
It's short, oddly, but it gets right to it.
Well, Wendy's got me paranoid now about saying too much about it.
Don't give away too much of the Superfly song.
Way too much.
Was it Ron O'Neill? Was that the guy's name?
Ron O'Neill was the title character in that. It was 1972. Was one of the first blaxploitation films to come out of that era. And now it's a young actor named Trevor Jackson. You may have seen him on American Crime Story. He's one of the stars of the TV show Grown-ish.
Yeah.
Along with Jason Miller, who was a standout and Straight out of Compton. And just a whole load of other actors that you will recognize their faces instantly. Same premise of the original movie. A successful coke dealer wants to pull off one last job before he gets out of drug dealing. The more he tries to get out, the more he gets pulled back in. It's directed by a music video director by the name of X. Maybe you know his partners Y and Z.
Yeah, they're
also
great.
But X gives this very, very modern style and feel. I just didn't feel like the movie had very much more to offer. It's almost a frame-by-frame comparison to the original movie, which I guess is great, but why not take this opportunity to take the movie off in a new direction also? I liked it. I didn't love it. I gave it a Dean's List C+.
Quick question, Dean. Does it take place modern day or does it go back to the 70s?
Day.
Oh, it does.
Yeah,
same story, just modern day.
All modern day. Same thing, modern day. Actually, there is one more movie that you might find interesting that's opening this weekend.
What's that?
It's The Return of John Travolta in the movie that's called Gotti, in which he plays real-life crime boss John Gotti. It shows...
Don't touch the hair.
I'm combing my hair. She touches my hair.
He looks good as Gotti. I've just seen pictures of it, but
yeah, he physically makes it work. Okay, I think I here's another one that I liked it. I didn't love it. I think had I never seen Sopranos, or had I never seen Goodfellas, or like really the amazing, the most amazing. Mob movies of all time, I would have liked this movie better because Sopranos held nothing back. Some of the other mob movies held nothing back. This one is a little bit reserved. And I think with this kind of subject matter, they should have gone full blast with this. And I don't think they did. Travolta's fine. His real-life wife,
Kelly Preston
plays Vicky Gotti in the movie, his wife also in the movie. The characterizations are good. Travolta's New York accent made me think of his character from Saturday Night Fever, or Vinnie Barbarino from Welcome Back, Kotter. I gave it a C minus.
And that's in theaters or on television?
It's in theaters. It will be in theaters starting tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. Well, Dean, thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend.
According to what Wendy says, I should not answer that question.
No, don't give away too much about the weekend.
I don't want to say whether
you.
I will
Stop
have
it.
A nice weekend
that's
or not.
Fine.
It's all I can commit to is that it will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's all I can
That's
tell
fair.
You.
That's fair. That's Dean Richards.
Love you.
Not giving
you
in too
too.
Much. Thanks, Dean. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN.